How do you expect the Jets to approach this offseason? Because they have a lot of financial flexibility. And not only that, they have the number 6th overall pick.
Well, they also have 2 second-round picks, too. I think they'll be aggressive in free agency, but I don't know how many players they'll sign because how many good players are going to be in free agency? Picking right players like a Mo Claiborne, they pick up him. Didn't pay him a lot of money, but he ended up having a good year. So I think you could see more of those type signings than maybe the big money signings because I don't know how many good players are really going to be out there.
There's not a lot of depth across the board. I mean, free agents across the NFL. And so I anticipate they're going to spend to try and, again, probably add a skill position player, maybe add an offensive lineman. You know, and then if you look at the defense, I think it's corner and edge rusher. The issue, I think, for them is that there's not great depth in the free agent class. They do have a lot of money to spend. Being where they're at in the draft gives them some flexibility and being able to kind of hit one in one area and then the other in the other area.
Honestly, the Jets are in a position now where they can add at a lot of different places. You know, running back, offensive line, D-line is okay, linebacker, you know, probably in the back end you could add as well on defense. I mean, really, it's like, you know, it's overall core depth, I think, more than like, you know, sign a couple big name players.
The draft, you know, they've had success picking where they've been picking. They may want to trade up. They may not. I think we'll just have to see what happens in front of them and whether how much they like Mayfield and Allen as the third and fourth quarterbacks in this draft, assuming Rosen and Sam Darnold are gone.
You know, after what they did last offseason, which was really just clearing the decks, you know, it was opening things up, it was getting rid of a lot of big names, but certainly dead weight and guys who really didn't contribute after they left the Jets. So, you know, pretty clear those were some sound decisions there. Basically setting themselves up to go into the draft and be able to take the best player available. Put yourself in position and maybe draft a quarterback of the future by building a good talent base around them. And I think the Jets are really in an enviable position now, you know. They had some success early, kind of tore it down, and now it's time to kind of build it back up again.